Review, Burnley 1-0, Dan, Neil and Sean. There we go.
That's see you later. Ta-ra.
Yeah. Don't need to do any more. Same team as Arsenal, Sean. It's a bit of a surprise for me. I don't know about yourself. Don't know how you thought about that. But clearly looking at these games as a bank of three. But given that all of the talk was around a potential stopgap of Szoboszlai at right back going into that Arsenal one, it's maybe a bit surprising, but then we have to factor in where Frimpong and Bradley are, and I suspect fullback might frame this chat a little bit. No Alexander Isak, again, is maybe a bit of a surprise to some. I think a lot of people expected him to be on the bench at least and to maybe have a small cameo in the game. Burnley, you get what you expect. A 5-4-1, very, very low block. A team that knows how to defend and not concede. They are actually performing quite well on expected goals against in the Premier League this season. So it shows that they are at least well drilled, but that wouldn't have come to a surprise to anyone at Liverpool in the build up to this game, and particularly when the teams drop.
Yeah, Burnley are more committed to defending than Ruben Amorim is to his system, I think.
Can someone tell me why Scott Parker, by the way, adopted the soul of a UFC fighter in all his post-match interviews? He kept talking about tapping out. For some reason, just wouldn't shut up about tapping out. Anyway.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. I think enough said about that, I think. I wasn't totally surprised. I think with Frimpong coming back from hamstring and with them saying he'd be back after the international break, you could understand him easing back in. I did think that Bradley would start. But again, Bradley's had his own physical issues and they might not want to put Bradley straight into three games a week either. So maybe there's a bit of that. I thought Curtis Jones would have been absolutely nailed on to start. And I think that would have not just helped McAllister, because I think McAllister had played 90 for Argentina and then had basically admitted to the Argentina camp that he just blew up with exhaustion, I think, around the 70-minute mark. So Liverpool have got a serious watch and brief with McAllister. I think between now and this international break is almost like an extension of pre-season for McAllister. I've got a feeling that Liverpool think he's only got maybe 150 to 180 minutes through the week, which is why I think Slot's really clever and has got to grips with subs, in that they've probably had in mind McAllister only plays 60 in this game and then gone at half time. I can only stop the game so many times and therefore need to get him off at half time and be cute with this.